May 18, 1900, filling one's interior with God. As I was still without my adorable Jesus, at the most, a few shadows, oh! How much bitterness it costs me, how many tears I have to shed. This morning, after much waiting and searching, I found him in my very bed, all afflicted, with the crown of thorns piercing his head. I removed it very gently from his head and I placed it on mine. Oh, how bad I saw myself before his presence! I did not have the strength to utter a single word. Having compassion for me, Jesus told me, "Be cheered, do not fear, try to fill your interior with me, and to fatten it with all virtues, to the point of overflowing outside. And when you come to make this overflow, then will I take you to heaven and all your privations will end." After this, assuming an afflicted air, he added, "My daughter, pray, because 3 distinct days have been prepared, each far from the other, with storms, hail, lightnings and floods, which will cause great damage to men and to plants." Having said this, he disappeared, leaving me a little more relieved in the state in which I find myself, but with a thought, who knows when I get to make this overflow? And if I never do it, will I perhaps have to be always far away from him?